From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The suffering continues in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in months-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. Mualim insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in Damascus, to allow rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside the rebels leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine widespread claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals. He warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup. The election aimed at filling posts in the rest of north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force, but continued to pose a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the government seeks to implement a peace agreement. Low voter turnout was reported due to security concerns, with reports of ballot boxes being burned. This is VOA News. Addressing a conference in Brussels on the future of EU-NATO cooperation, Polish Foreign Minister Witold Waszczykowski on Monday described the current picture in Europe.
I'm sure that we all realize that the picture of today's security landscape in Europe is particularly gloomy. Unfortunately, open and optimistic Europe of the turn of the century has given way to this pirated construct, uncertain and fearful of its identity and future. Therefore, the time is ripe for Europe to think more seriously about security and defense.
Also delivering a keynote address at the event, EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini.
I believe there is one safe pathway to preserve a healthy relationship and a strong one between the two shores of the Atlantic. And the pathway is that we must all accept our responsibilities, and we must all invest in cooperation on the international level, multilateralism, in what we define in our global strategy, a rules-based world order. This also means, Witold made it very clear, that Europe must also take responsibility for its own security.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. The bomber entered the crowded mosque in Kabul during a religious ceremony and detonated the explosive strapped to his body among the worshippers. Military officials told reporters all the victims were civilians. A brief statement issued by IS's media wing said that it was indeed behind the bloodshed. Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro says he hopes for improved relations with the United States under President-elect Donald Trump. While on the campaign trail, Mr. Trump said in July that the United States would end up being Venezuela if his rival Hillary Clinton were to win the White House. Speaking on his weekly program, In Contact with Maduro, yesterday, the Venezuelan president said his country will have better relations with the U.S., despite last year calling the real estate mogul a bandit and a thief. And the Egyptian government said Sunday it will try nearly 300 jihadist suspects over plots to assassinate President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and the Saudi crown prince, as well as attacks in the Sinai. About half of the suspects are already in custody and have been referred to a military court for alleged membership in the Sinai state. Now, that's an affiliate of Islamic State. Militants have carried out scores of attacks in recent years, mostly against security forces. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.